Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It's Crossbreed Holster Studios down here in South Florida. This is the final day that the Crossbreed Holster Studios will be here down in South Florida. And you know what's interesting? If you ever want to know about the demographics of Florida and the change in the demographics of Florida, you need only look and see what's going on in that I-4 corridor between Tampa and Orlando in that area. And there are people up there who are voting for Alan Grayson. Just incredible. Just incredible that there are people pulling the lever for this clown. He's got some investigations going. You know, Florida's a swing state. Very important player in the upcoming November elections. Very important player. And as Florida shifts to purple from what used to be very bright red, at least in certain areas, it is evidenced by the fact that there are people, socialists, pulling the lever for Grayson. Remember who Grayson is. Republicans want you to die, this idiot. Talking about Obamacare. He's under investigation right now for making a ton of money by running an offshore hedge fund, and we'll see how that goes. But not surprising, you know, the socialists who want to take everything from everybody but themselves. It's really, really incredible, and I was reading some things on Alan Grayson today, and I just had to kind of say that because I can. Anyway, let's go back to – I've got more to talk with you about today than I don't even know where to start, so I'll just pick somewhere. How about an email about the story I was talking with you about Rob Pincus yesterday? This is fascinating, and the email was fascinating. I want to read it for a reason. This was the self-defense story out of Mandeville, Louisiana, at a gas station, convenience store gas station type gig, where we had a guy apparently on a murderous rampage. I mean, the guy was irate about something. Who knows how kooks, when they go off. This is the whole latent criminal behavior thing that we can't predict. I don't know anything about the guy's past behavior. What we do know now is emerging about the guy down in the store who was going after the clerk, and he was getting crazy. He would go in, then come back out, you know, go back out, come back in, go back out, come back in. And there was an individual in the store. It was a self-defense firearms trainer. He was openly carrying a sidearm, perfectly legal, in Louisiana. And the police were called to disperse this person, to remove him from the premises. And the police were en route to that call at the time the shooting broke out. And that occurred when the firearms trainer, the self-defense instructor who was in the store witnessing this, stepped outside to get the man's license plate. Now, there's been some controversy. Should he have gone outside to get the license plate? We'll go there in just a second. He did. Those are the facts. He stepped outside to take down the guy's license plate, which apparently instigated the guy to come back in and continue his tirade, at which point it led to him being shot and killed in what is dubbed clearly a case of self-defense. I got an email about, I was talking with Rob Pincus, one of the nation's greatest trainers, about this topic yesterday on the air. And I got a number of emails. This one was the best. It came to me from Braden Lynch. Take a listen to this. And he wrote me two emails. I think it's important I read you both because one followed up the other. Here's why. Dear Mark, I have not even concluded listening to yesterday's podcast discussion about the Monday morning quarterbacking of the open carrier who defended himself. But I have to comment. We know more facts are coming out, as you said. There has already been too much blame ascribed to the instructor, that's the self-defense instructor who shot the criminal, for being slightly involved and for not relying on cameras for the license plate of the suspect. What the letter writer is referring to is our discussion yesterday. You know, there were cameras everywhere, presumably. We find out after the fact there were. And Bob Owens at BearingArms.com made the same comment that more than likely there were cameras that honed in on this and had all this information. And, you know, the guy shouldn't have gone back out. And this was what we were discussing yesterday with Rob from an educational context. So I continue. There's already been too much blame ascribed to the instructor for being slightly involved and for not relying on cameras for the license plate of the suspect. Most of us would never have thought about that in such a tense situation, and it would often prove insufficient. And as we are always instructed to be a good witness, this would include going outside to get a license plate. There has not been enough blame for the suspect. He sought a confrontation, and he is the one who attacked the open carrier and tried a gun grab, which is obvious homicidal intent, and pursued him into the store. He deserved several rounds or an empty magazine, in my humble opinion, and was quote-unquote lucky to have only gotten one bullet initially, but further belligerence earned him two taxpayer relief shots. You would think that an armed society is a polite society, to quote Heinlein, but some people just did not get the memo. Stop blaming the firearm owner. The thug got what he richly deserved. Braden Lynch, and he's in Californistan. Braden, thanks for the email. He spells Californistan, of course, rightfully so, with a K. Braden, let me answer that email quickly, and then I'll go to your second one, your follow-up email. Understand the context in which we were talking about the incident in its entirety yesterday with Rob, and that was from an educational perspective. Let me make this very clear to you, and you know this, you clearly listen to the radio program, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before. I have zero sympathy for criminals whatsoever. I will never shed a tear for the individual who takes one, two, or three, as you say, taxpayer relief shots to the chest for trying to take someone else's life, liberty, or their pursuit of happiness. No sympathy whatsoever. If they earn death in the process of trying to do that, so be it. I hope it hurt, and have a great ride on your way wherever the hell you're going. So let me make that very clear. What we were discussing was this situation from an educational perspective by analyzing the actions. Understand that Rob and I wrote a book together, Lessons from Unarmed America, where I pen stories very similar to this. And Rob comes in, and then hence the term Monday morning quarterbacking, comes in behind me and analyzes it for the lessons that we can learn down the road, should we ever find ourselves in this situation. What I mean by that, so that you learn, maybe, if you find yourself in something similar, hey, there are probably cameras here. It's not necessary for me to walk outside because this is what happened then. So that's the context that we give you that information. And hopefully you can use it. It is not meant in any way, shape, or form to criticize the individual's actions. In this case, the self-defense instructor who rightfully and lawfully ended the attack against the clerk, the store, and himself. So I just want to make that point. And then it was interesting. About an hour later, maybe 2 hours later, I get the follow-up. Of course, listening further, there was discussion about calling the police and trying to not insert yourself. I think my one comment is still valid, that it is an obligation to be a good witness, and going outside to get a license plate is less likely to precipitate a confrontation. However, in this case, it was sufficient because the suspect was looking for a fight, apparently. Hindsight is always perfect, and you could just as easily argue that not going for a license plate might have allowed this monster to go kill someone else. I wish we had a crystal ball, Braden Lynch. So, Braden, I also appreciate the follow-up. You see, after he went back and listened to the rest of the podcast, other bells began going off. And this is the thought process I love from Armed American Radio listeners who actually get it. Braden understands what we're doing here. As a law-abiding citizen, he's thinking through what we discussed yesterday. Hence the term Lessons from Unarmed America. My first book with Kathy Jackson, Lessons from Armed America. And that's what these are. We're not criticizing, and Rob is not criticizing. And the individuals who allow us to use their stories are not being criticized. But they completely understand that in hindsight, we can look back in the rearview mirror and decide, maybe we should have done this. Let's present an alternative here. Let's present an alternative there. In this particular case, and it is too early to tell, we believe, but this is why we were discussing it. Would it have stopped someone from being killed had he not gone outside? We don't know the answer to that question, and Braden rightfully points it out. By not going out there, maybe, just maybe, this monster would have gone on to kill someone else, turned his attention and his rage elsewhere. So a fantastic discussion, and one that's very, very important to this program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and its monster show, Armed American Radio. So a great series of emails from Braden in Californistan. Braden, I'm sorry you're in Californistan. You got some beautiful scenery out there. I've been there many times. Love it. Wouldn't want to live there for lots of different reasons. But I'm glad you're there, and I'm glad you're okay. And thanks for being an Armed American Radio listener and supporter. And thanks very much for the insight and for the emails and for the follow-up, which speaks volumes about the quality of Armed American Radio listeners and the fact that they're thinking these things through. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. The CDC, there are socialists out there wanting to talk to you about, calling you a disease because you're a gun owner. We'll talk about campus long guns, and I'll give you an update on the Mariana Islands gun grab back right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, did you hear? This is a crazy story. I'm not seeing a whole lot about it, which is why I want to tell you about it and kind of pick this apart with you, because this is fascinating. The Hartford Courant is running a piece, and I'm talking yesterday. Okay. Newtown teacher charged with bringing gun to school. Have you seen this piece? This is interesting. I kind of glanced at it. I guess it broke a couple days back. I glanced at it yesterday, had some other things I wanted to talk about, and wanted to look at the validity of this before I went any further with it. When I saw that the Hartford Courant had run this, I gave this a pretty good look, and I figured, you know what, this is something that we need to talk about on Armed American Radio. Here's why. I want you to listen to the way this is phrased. That you're going to come out of your skin on this one, I can promise you. Armed American Radio listeners are very savvy. You know, we're those knuckle draggers, right? But we're savvy knuckle draggers. Isn't that what the emailer said? Hey, knuckle dragger. A middle school teacher, this is from the Hartford Courant, was charged Wednesday, that would be last week, after he was found carrying a gun at school. Apparently what happened here was police were called by school officials in the morning and were told that a science teacher by the name of Jason Adams was at the school with a concealed firearm. Security personnel at the school, who happens to be a retired police officer, detained him and held him for law enforcement. Now, this is interesting for a lot of different reasons. You'll see as we go through this. Well, you've probably picked up on it already. Newtown, why is there a security officer there now? Well, there's a security officer there, obviously, after the murder rampage by a psychopath who blew his mother's face off to steal the guns that she legally bought, that then resulted in the deaths of 26 people, including 20 students, first graders, at the hands of evil, at the hands of a monster, that was then used to blame you and 100+ million other law-abiding gun owners for the actions of this psychopath lunatic in the form of 23 executive orders. By the way, how are those working out for you, right? We got plenty of time to look back, though, and see those in retrospect. They're not working out because they're not meant to. But we had to do something because that's the way good socialists think and feel. But I digress. So that's why there was security at the school. And I want you to listen to some of this because you will see the irony here. First of all, he was seen with a concealed firearm. So that's the first thing that jumped out at me. Well, if he was seen with a concealed firearm, his firearm wasn't very well concealed, was it? So it would appear to me that science teacher Jason Adams needs to learn how to conceal his firearm better. A concealed firearm isn't seen by anyone ever. Otherwise, it's not concealed. It doesn't print. You don't see its outline is what I mean by that under certain clothing. Printing, you don't see it. It's concealed. You don't see a firearm in an ankle holster unless you're wearing shorts. Right? That wouldn't work too well, would it? So that was the first thing that jumped out at me. Now, there was an initial investigation, according to the Hartford Courant, by police and school district administration. The school district administration. Now, this guy, Adams, has a concealed permit. He has a pistol permit in Connecticut. He's a good guy. So we think. He has a permit. Not to say he didn't have nefarious intent. We don't know that. So we'll just take this on the surface and discuss it together. He was charged with possession of a weapon on school grounds, a Class D felony. He was placed on leave pending the results of the investigation. And the cops also stated, according to the Hartford Courant, that he had also violated school policy, in addition to the carrying a gun on the school property. Take a listen to what the school system said in a statement. This matter is very serious and troubling. Both the Newtown Public School System and the Newtown Police Department took immediate steps to address the matter. The teacher was immediately detained by security personnel. Both agencies have been working closely together to investigate the incident and are taking precautions to ensure the continued safety of our students, staff, and community members. Now, this gets really, you know, we could really go deep into this. Because I could say something to you along the lines of the fact that we don't know how long this guy's been carrying concealed in that school. More than likely, this is a good guy who took it upon himself to say, you know what, this isn't going to happen again. These people don't have the moral authority to tell me that I don't have the right to defend myself and my students. I'm not going to let this happen. We could clearly see how that could happen in Newtown. After this guy, of course, teaching in the school where this hideous, evil monster attacked. So I could make the argument to you very easily that the school had never been safer with science teacher Jason Adams carrying a concealed firearm. Take the law out, the aspect out, take the legality out of it. Because you're listening to someone who believes that our children are our most precious resource. Mine are. And I want my children's teachers. My children are 11 and 13. I want my children's teachers armed. So that argument, we could easily go off in that direction, and I know you understand that. But for the sake of this piece, we'll just continue to go through this a little bit. He was released without posting bail and is scheduled to appear in Danbury Court on April 20th. Sandy Hook Promise, you know who they are? They're a gun control group, quoting from the Hartford Courant, formed by several victims' parents after the 2012 shooting, said in a statement. I want you to listen carefully to this statement. We are dismayed that this could happen in a school, especially one in a community as traumatized as Newtown. We commend the Newtown Police Department and Newtown Public Schools for their thoughtful handling of the arrest of science teacher Jason Adams for violating the law by bringing a weapon onto school grounds. Now, I can continue here, okay? Following the shooting, Newtown officials placed armed security officers in every school. They've since replaced them with armed school security officers who are mostly retired officers. And they go on to talk about how removing Jason from the school kept the school safe because it's a gun-free zone. We are talking about Newtown. How did that gun-free zone work out for you in December? Several years ago. How did that work out for you? We want to keep the school gun-free. Now, they have armed security there. I'm just going down a couple different holes with you here because there's a lot of different directions we could go. But I want you to look at how this looks. And it will be interesting to see if there's any more coming out. Here's what Scott Wilson, our friend, over at Connecticut Citizens Defense League had to say. We disagree with the law as far as permit holders not being able to carry on school grounds. However, the law is the law, and hopefully this person had the intent to protect students from harm's way in a worst-case scenario. More will come out about this. Not sure how much you're going to hear about it unless you're listening to this show. We'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, you know, I got an email last week on the Sunday Monster broadcast. We were talking with Rob Pincus and others about, you know, drawing the line on entertainers, movies, movie theaters. I was telling the story of the movie theater that I took my kids to, posted no guns allowed. We can search whatever we want in violation of your civil rights, basically. And I just, walked right through carrying a Glock 17, two extra magazines, and my family was safe. It's that simple. And I wasn't violating any law. I was simply violating their policy, which, as far as I'm concerned, violates my civil rights because they don't have the moral authority to tell me I can't protect my kids. And when they get the whole argument, well, it's private property, and it's no different than if you don't want somebody at your house. My response to that is, I don't open up my house and show movies and take money from people to come to my home, then actively violate someone's civil rights who wants to come and give me money. So we could have that argument all day long. But the interesting part about the conversation was, where do you draw the line with entertainers and at, you know, giving people your money who don't support your freedoms and your rights? And the Foo Fighters rock band came up because I used one of their songs in the Monster broadcast as a rejoinder, which is a great tune called Wheels. And my response to that is, look, you got to live your life and you got to pick and choose your fights. Okay, I've made it very clear on this show that I can't stand Bruce Springsteen. My kids don't know anything about Bruce Springsteen, but when his name comes across the screen, and if they see it before I reach to turn it off, they say, turn it off, because they know I'm going to say something about getting him off me, because I can't stand the fact that everything the guy seems to do, at least in my perception, is political. He can't just go out there and play music. Everything's political. He's got to stand up on stage and lecture somebody. Why am I talking about Springsteen? Because just a second ago, I saw the headline that Bruce Springsteen cancels concert in North Carolina due to the new law, you know, the law that protects Christians. Now, he would look at it as progress being made, protecting another group of people who, quite frankly, in my book, should get no more protections than the rest of us. All people should have the same protections. A whole different show. We could go in a different direction there. So easy to do. But here's what he said. As you, my fans, know, I'm scheduled to play in Greensboro, North Carolina this Sunday, and we also know that North Carolina has just passed HB 2, which the media are referring to as the bathroom law. Well, there's your first thing right there. He's playing with them. That's what the media is referring it to it as. The media. We all know how accurate they are, right? There's no bias there, is there? Known officially as the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act, dictates which bathrooms transgender people are permitted to use. Just as important, the law also attacks the rights of LGBT citizens to sue when their human rights are violated in the workplace. No other group of North Carolinians faces such a burden. So he goes on to talk about, we will not be playing here in North Carolina. There are more things more important than a rock show. And this is the way, he says, it's the strongest means I have for raising my voice in opposition to those who would continue to push us backwards instead of forward. He's such a good progressive, isn't he? He doesn't give a damn about the rights of the Christians whose rights are being violated because they're being forced to do something that is against their Christian religious views. It doesn't matter to him. That's not progress. That's not discrimination, is it? So here's my suggestion to Bruce Springsteen. Have a great day. Don't let the door hit you on your ass. Your music sucks anyway. Bye-bye. So moving on from Bruce Springsteen. His music's terrible, and I don't like him anyway. So that's all I got to say about that. Oh, man, blood pressure's going up. I got to take some medication, I guess. The Mariana Islands, I've got an update for you on that. Remember we were talking about the Northern Mariana Islands, the CNMI, basically being slapped down by an Obama appointee judge, Manglona, whatever her name was, in really an epic ruling. It was great. I'm not going to go into all of that, but essentially what she did was she struck down the final gun ban that exists anywhere in U.S. territory, in this case the Northern Mariana Islands, the Commonwealth thereof, the CNMI. Well, what do the progressives in the Mariana Islands do? They're taking playbooks right out of the progressives in Chicago and Maryland, Washington, D.C., who continue to get slapped with lawsuit after lawsuit. So they're going as far now as to saying, well, you know, okay, well, we've been slapped by the U.S. Constitution. We don't like what the judge did, so we're going to make it incredibly difficult. They're throwing roadblock after roadblock after roadblock up in front of your rights. In this case, adding a $1,000 tax per handgun. $1,000 tax. That's in addition to the cost of the gun. In other words, they're doing everything Rahm Emanuel did in Chicago. Everything the good mayor and police chief Kathy Lanier in Washington, D.C. are doing to stop you from exercising your rights, this judge just very clearly told you have. Guess what's going to happen? The Second Amendment Foundation has their binoculars trained again on the good progressive Democrat, un-American, gun-grabbing machine that hates your freedoms and your rights. So here's the deal. Here's what the people of the Marianas ought to understand. These people, these freedom haters, these un-American gun-grabbers are wasting your money, what's going to be to the tune of millions, because your island will be sued again. And as what happened in Chicago and D.C. will happen again, they will lose again and again and again. And they're playing with your civil rights and using your money to do it. What are you going to do about it? Sit there and take it? How about getting off your duff? I know there are people in the islands that listen to this program. I've gotten letters from you. How about getting off your duff and making some phone calls? How about blowing up their emails? So I'll tell you what we're going to do. on the weekend's Monster broadcast, when the Crossbreed Holster Studios relocate yet again, for this weekend's Monster show, I'm going to provide you emails, phone numbers, names, contacts. We're not going to take any prisoners. And we're going to tell you, here on the mainland and in the islands, who to contact to see to it that these un-Americans stop their un-American behavior. Remember, individuals born on that island are U.S. citizens. And yet again, who wants your guns? Continue to ask yourself that question. I'll tell you who it is. But you already know. It's the Socialist Party, formerly known as Democrats. Now, as I close out this segment for the next couple minutes, I want to tell you, if you're an un-American gun-grabbing socialist that just can't stand listening to this program so much so that you can't turn it off, you know you're out there. I hear from you from time to time. And those of you who happen to read Concealed Carry magazine, hundreds of thousands of you, and you're the one that wants to send me a letter that says, quit knocking me. I'm a Democrat and I'm a gun owner and I support gun rights. My response to you is, you might not want to read this month's column, because the magazine, Concealed Carry magazine, is now beginning to hit your mailboxes. And I'm warning you now, it ain't nice to you. The column is titled One to the Head. And it's titled, that's my regular column, One to the Head. And my column is titled, You Make Me Sick to My Stomach. So you might not want to read it. I'm giving you fair warning. But you'll enjoy it. And make sure when you do to send me a letter to mark@armedamericanradio.org and tell me how much you hate me and how much you can't stand me. Oh, and I'll read them on the air for you. Be forewarned. If you write me, I'm going to read them on the air. The good ones anyway. So keep them clean if you can, but send them my direction. We come back from the break. I want to tell you a little bit about USCCA On Air and the Concealed Carry Expo. The gun giveaway today is huge. It's an FN-57. Liberals hate that gun. They love to hate that gun. You know, the cop killer bullet, the whole lie about this whole thing. It's a handgun. It's beautiful. It's the FN-57. All you have to do is visit USCCAOnAir.com, activate a USCCA membership. Your name goes in the running for today's gun giveaway today. Gun giveaway is the FN-57, and your name is automatically entered for the month of April for the grand prize totaling just shy by about $12 of $15,000 worth of very cool stuff. More about it when we come back, and then we'll wrap up this week's programs. Hey, don't go away. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in South Florida continues right after this.
Join us for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo, April 29th to May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Test new guns at the live fire range. Attend tactical training and seminars, all presented by world-class trainers. Shop among more than 70 vendors. Enjoy Saturday evening's fashion show. I'll be emceeing it. Expo hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4 at Atlanta's GICC. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. Don't forget to use ticket code AAR30 to save $4 on admission.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it? Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The nation's only event dedicated to concealed carry is coming to Atlanta. Attend the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st. Shop for gear. Learn defensive skills from world-class trainers. Shoot new pistols. See the latest trends at the Concealed Carry Fashion Show on Saturday night. I'll be emceeing the event. Come to the Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Learn more at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Remember, I have to go to concealedcarry.com, concealedcarryexpo.com. Remember this date. It's coming up fast. April 29th to May 1st, 2016. Just a couple weeks away, okay? Coming up quick. 100% free admission for USCCA members. And I got an email from someone today who reminded me there are two paid speakers. Dave Young, who you heard on this program, and Lieutenant Colonel Grossman. Those seminars are a fee. That's how those men make their living. The rest of the seminars and all are free to attendees and USCCA members, okay? They're open to the public for free. It's free attendance in there, okay? Now, if you're a USCCA member, attendance to the expo is free. If you're not, it's just a very small charge to get in. And the other seminars are included, okay, in that. So I just want to make that very clear for you so that there's no questions. You can see all of the information I'm talking about at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. Where is it? Georgia International Convention Center. April 29th, that's a Friday through Sunday. Show hours are Friday 3 to 7 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 70 exhibitors. This is dedicated specifically for concealed carry. It's the only show in the nation of its kind. You won't find anything else there unrelated to concealed carry. It's all geared for you. The guest speakers that you're going to see while you're there, no fee. It's open to all attendees. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. Okay. Beth Alcazar. She's a seminar presenter, Pacifiers and Peacemakers. She's a blogger, writer in Concealed Carry Magazine. You heard her on the show this week. Okay. And many, many others. Like I said, the two that are registered only because they are so popular, Dave Young and Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. You can view the full seminar schedule at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. The rest of all of the presenters are open to all expo attendees. So I hope to see you there. I'll be broadcasting this program on Friday afternoon from the Crossbreed Holster booth at the Georgia International Convention Center. You're welcome to come up, shake my paw, say hello, and you never know, I might get a wild hair and mic you up. So come on out and say hey. All right. I want to go back to that Newtown deal for just a second. There's a quote in here that I missed when I was talking to you about what the school system said. Both agencies have been working closely together to investigate the incident. This is about the teacher who came in with the concealed firearm, which wasn't so concealed because he was seen. He said, both agencies have been working together closely together to investigate the incident and are taking precautions to ensure the continued safety of our students, staff, and community members. What that means is to keep the school gun-free. Just like it was on December 14th, 2012. So we don't know what this individual's intent was, but I have to throw that out to you for the purpose of opening your mind to think. Gun-free zones get people killed. Gun-free zones should be outlawed. Criminals pay no attention to gun-free zones. The reason being, there's no such thing as a gun-free zone. Because criminals pay no attention to a phony sign that might provide you and the ignorant a false sense of security. And what do I say about ignorance? If left unattended, it breeds what? Stupidity. Not going to happen to me. I live in a nice area. But this is the right side of the tracks. We have a gate at our front entrance. No bad people live here. Okay. You live your life like that, you deny evil's existence. I promise you, you'll meet evil at some point in time, and you won't be ready. And evil will prevail, just like evil prevailed on December 14th, 2012. And it's good to see Newtown working diligently, along with gun control groups, to keep that school as gun-free as possible. Gun-free zones get people killed. Good guys with guns stop bad guys with guns. And that's a fact. Campus long guns. Man, I could go on and on and on all day with you. So much to talk to you about. But we're going to have to close out the guns, close out the show with this. There's a story up about rifles on campus, college security forces nationwide adding firepower. Yeah, what the hell's wrong with that? I want my cops armed. In particular, if you tell me I can't carry my gun there, you better be able to protect me. And I'll tell you something, we're going to be working on legislation across this country. Some already are. Not enough time to talk about it here. That's going to force you to be able to do that, or I'm going to be able to sue you. Just like those can sue others who don't bake them a cake because it's a violation of their civil rights. At least they claim. I can sue you if you violate my civil rights and don't offer the protection I require. But this piece goes on to talk about schools, of course, bringing in AR-15, you know, those evil black rifles. And there's one quote in particular on here that I found fascinating. There's quite a bit in here I found fascinating. One here that says, the arms buildup has raised tension on campuses with debates over the need for such weaponry flaring at schools like Boston's Northeastern University, the University of Maryland, and Florida State. So let me get this straight. A soft target in an age of terrorism where ISIS has declared its intent to slaughter as many Americans as possible, and we all know from recent events that gun-free zones get people killed, and this is where criminals gravitate. You don't think that ISIS is paying any attention to this, do you? They're not going to walk into an NRA convention, I can promise you. They're going to go to a soft target like a mall with a big giant no guns allowed sign, and a university with a big giant no guns allowed sign, just like the Virginia Tech killer did, just like the Oregon killer did, and on and on and on. And those of you with clear thinking, honest brain cells know I'm right. And now it's creating a debate. A debate with who? Who's debating? The media is. The media is creating the debate. They're giving voice to a couple dopey progressive liberal socialists over here, anti-gunners, gun grabbers. We don't want these guns on our campus. Idiots who know nothing about the firearm. And in this case, it's law enforcement. And all of a sudden, it's a debate? There's no debate. Let me tell you who this clown is going to want walking in his door the moment somebody breaks in, intent to do harm. He's going to want the officer with that evil black rifle on his doorstep, that much I can promise you. And he's going to wish he had one of his own. The arms build up. It's an arms build up. Every cruiser in the nation should have an AR-15 and a shotgun. Most do. With debates over the need for such weaponry. Weaponry they never see, by the way, unless it's needed. Now, here's what I got a kick out of. Police say rifles offer more firepower, longer range, and greater accuracy than handguns. Well, yeah. I think it was Clint Smith, right? Who said we use our handguns to fight our way to our rifle? True statement. Because when it hits the fan, I can promise you which one I want. I want both. I'll have both. But I know which one will be more effective. And I want you to take a listen to Skip Frost. And he is a, who is he? I guess he's a cop somewhere. Deputy Chief of Police at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, which offers a semi-automatic rifle to every officer. Quite frankly, they should be fully automatic. Here's what he said. A bad shot with a rifle is better than a good shot with a handgun. Chew on that one, and we'll talk about it this weekend on the Monster Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in with me from South Florida. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'll see you on the Monster Show. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you are.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.